I don't know what it's made out of, but it's
dogwood.
Dogwood. I think it is, but I'm not positive to that. And well, they would cut little limbs, and put them together, and wrap a string all the way down to about this far. Mm-hmm. And that was a brush broom, and that's what we swept the yards with.
And you didn't have grass. Uh-huh. If you had grass, you pulled it up. You had clean yards.
And then we finally got to where we had a lawnmower that, of course, you pushed yourself. You didn't have a motor on it or anything like that. And when we did, we had grass in the front yard. And only that, we didn't have sidewalks then. There was an area that people walked on right up through, but you didn't only keep your yard, you kept the sidewalk too. You had to take that lawnmower and push and cut the grass there.
And all that hedging.
Yes.
We had hedge, you know, divide the drive from the house. And we'd have to take clippers, those big hand clippers. And it was really
hard to cut. Yeah. It was that old pretty hedge.
We didn't want up to that. And that stuff would grow so fast. And when Mother got out there fertilizing that yard, I'd say, oh, don't put it on the hedge. We'll have to cut it. But we did. We had a good home, and we had a good
A good time.
She kept us organized. Mother and Daddy wasn't what you'd say strict, but we knew to do what they told us to do.
And we didn't push our luck.
we knew better. And one time, everybody, all the group that was together, they would kind of take it weak about having a watermelon cut when watermelon was in season. So and the other houses that they would finish eating the watermelon, and then they would have a face washing or whatever, and they'd just throw them and everything. Well, Catherine, that's our oldest sister, Catherine and I, she was too little, and we wanted to have one, but we knew that we didn't know whether Mother and Daddy would prove that throwing watermelons and hitting the house and maybe wonders and everything. So Daddy was coming home that weekend, and so we asked Mother and Daddy, she asked him when he called home about it, and he said, yeah, go ahead, just tell him not to get too rough. Well,
he brought the watermelons to you.
Did he bring them from South Georgia? Okay, well, he brought the watermelons, and we had more fun out, of course, with playing games, which I don't remember some of the games. But then when we finished eating watermelons, we started throwing them. Oh, they was whizzing every which way. And Daddy, he walks out the back door, and just as I brought my arm back, and I threw one, hit him right in the face. Oh, I didn't want anybody to go home that night, because I didn't know what he would say. You know, to this day, he's never mentioned it. He just turned and went back in the house, and he had watermelon all over his face. Oh, man. Oh, so,
goodness. So we had some good times. We really did.
Well, it seems like you made up a lot of amusements for yourself.
Well, yeah.
We did.
Well, I know you've seen the little, now we didn't do it so much, but the boys here in Roswell would do it. I think I made one, but they would take a stick and take a can lid, a pretty good size lid. You know, a lot of our stuff come in larger cans than when you buy.